good morning, and welcome aboard. We're going to talk a little K-Life here with Michelle and Frederick today. I understand we got some celebration going on. How are we doing today, guys?
We're doing great.
Great, even on this rainy day.
Well, you know what? When you see people smiling on a rainy day, that means you got some good news. Frederick, you got some good news for me?
Oh, yes, definitely. This year has been great in K-Life, and the involvement of students have been amazing, and we have over 150 students attending K-Life small groups, clubs, and different events that have been going on this year.
Well, man, that is something to celebrate, and we're expanding a little bit, aren't we, Michelle?
Yes, we are. I don't know if you've had a chance to drive by Hillcrest Drive across the street from the high school.
Oh, a few times.
Yes. we are slowly laying the foundation for our building. And when I get frustrated with the progress, I just tell myself that it's a good metaphor for K-Life because our staff and our small groups get together to work on foundational training for the rest of their lives. This is an important time in our middle schoolers and high schooler kids' lives, and it is a time when they're looking ahead to their adult years and their productive years, and they're laying that good biblical foundation with Christ coming alongside them. So that's what I remind myself when I see that. And John Gorman is our construction guru for us, and we're proud to partner with him and his company. And he has told me that as soon as they are able to get enough compactable dirt and lay that in next to the stem walls and the piers that they've already put in, then things will really speed up.
Right now we got a little bit of snow, but by golly, Oklahoma's kind of famous for, if you don't like the weather, wait 10 minutes.
Well, it's been an unusually wet year for us, and that has really caused us problems. But we are excited.
Now, Frederick, when you see the progress going on out there, I mean, I know that you probably see it day by day by day by day by day. You notice those little things that are starting to add up, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And as a staff of K-Life, we get excited for what is going to be built and the different activities and ways that we can be with the students in the community and continue to disciple students and make disciple makers for the next generation of believers in Christ.
Great. What kind of activities do we have that engage our young people? What do we put before them with K-Life?
Well, I'm going to let Frederick answer that.
Carpet, might as well take it off.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. So, we have clubs every week for our middle school. We have a separate club for middle school. We have a separate club for high schoolers. And we also have Super K, which is our third grade through fifth grade students in the ministry. And we have that every other week that we have going on. And during those times, it's very fun. We have different kind of games and challenges that we'll do with the students. And then we'll do worship, and then one of us will go up and speak and share from God's word. And that's something that's offered every week. And we have many upcoming events actually coming up soon. This week we'll have a post-game pancakes that students from the high school, will, after they watch the basketball game, will be able to come by and have some pancakes after the game. It's just some fun things. And then later on this month, we'll go and have our ice cream event where we'll ice skate and go to Krispy Kreme.
Wow.
So a lot of different great events coming up in the ministry.
Mm-hmm. I like that. And I can tell by the enthusiasm that it's a bit on the infectious side.
Well, you get a few high school students together and middle school students, too. And
it just goes on a roll,
that's right.
It?
We just roll with that enthusiasm. It is infectious and generated very quickly with that age group.
How did K-Life come to be? For someone who's perhaps not familiar with K-Life, tell us about the beginnings to where we are.
K-Life in Bartlesville has been around since around 1987, and it was an outgrowth of Kennecott Camps, which have been around since the 20s and 30s. Joe White's family, and he's still very involved in that, started those camps, and they have, six camps now, seven?
Yeah, six camps, and they have a traveling camp, too, that will be actually coming into town this summer.
That's pretty good. So, I mean, you're building on some longevity, but still giving it kind of a new youthful, modern-day face.
Right. So parents were so excited, and they would see their kids coming home from camp, and they would see the change in them spiritually, And they went to Joe White and they said, what can we do to extend this sort of experience that our kids are having in the summer through the school year when they get back into school and they're with their peers? How can we do something that sort of encourages what they're feeling and experiencing at camp? And that's how K-Life was born.
Very good. I like that. You know, you take that feeling and you keep that as a constant. And when you keep that as a constant, you can build from there.
That's right. And it was...
It's like the foundation thing she was talking about.
Yes, the foundation thing. What a great metaphor when we talk about the Bible.
Now, these youngsters, when they come in, I imagine they're a little, you know, well, this seems nice. I don't know. But quickly, they buy into the fun, the activity, and, of course, the spiritual nourishment that they're getting, don't they?
Yeah, definitely. And not only that, we have three staff here. Mm-hmm. We have 17 leaders ranging from other high schoolers leading our younger students, from college students in the area, leading high school students, from young adults that are working at ConocoPhillips that are leading students as well. So it's a community-wide of leaders that are engaging with the students in the Bartlesville and discipling students and sharing that gospel and love for the Lord that they have in their own life to these students so that they could have this in their life and share it to others as well.
How long have you been with K-Life, Frederick?
This is my first year here in Bartlesville and my third year as on staff with K-Life.
Wonderful.
I should mention our staff, they are all college graduates that upon graduating from college with different degrees, different backgrounds all over the country, they can go to what's called the Kanakuk Institute for 1 year post-grad training where they learn to disciple young people. And so our staff are all very well trained in what they do. And then they train our small group leaders in the community, Wesleyan students, other college students, and some of the young professionals in town. And then we, like Frederick said, we have a leadership training program for a few of our high school students, typically seniors, that can co-lead with a young adult and sort of learn how to do that. And then they're even more prepared when they go to college to lead student ministry there. So, and that sort of leads me to say, we've got a banquet coming up, our annual banquet on Saturday night. And our keynote speaker is a young man that grew up in Bartlesville, Luke Holland. And he is the chief of staff for our national senator in Hoff. And he grew up in Bartlesville. His parents, Chuck and Robin, have two other sons in addition to Luke. And Chuck and Robin were on the board for many years. Their sons grew up in the K-Life ministry, going to camp and participating in K-Life small groups. And all three of them were very instrumental in helping us be successful in our campaign for the new building. And it has been so impactful in their adult lives that Luke has agreed to come back and share that experience. So this is the kind of ministry that has deep roots in our community. And when we see the fruit of that and we see young people coming back that now have children of their own and they can tell us face-to-face, and we heard this from Chris Batchelder a couple of years ago at the banquet, they're still in touch with their small group friends, even as adults. They look to those people to hold them accountable. And they just share these fantastic messages of how it's prepared them to be really adults that give back to their communities and serve Christ.
That is just amazing. And then I see Frederick over here, so full of energy, so full of positivity. You know, if you could just sell that. But that comes with living, and that comes with acquiring, and that also comes from learning. And it doesn't hurt if you have a little fun while you learn, too, does it? Especially as a youngster.
Oh, we love having fun. It's definitely no dull moment at a club. We have the music loud. We have kids running around, balls of all sorts being thrown during our in our club space. So definitely a fun environment. Mm-hmm. And I would say that if there's anyone that is called to disciple, which is all of us, to contact K-Life Bartlesville, and we would love to get you plugged in.
Wow, that's amazing. So this is mind, body, and soul. This takes care of a lot of things.
Yes, and a big thank you to all your listeners that have supported K-Life in the past and supported mm-hmm. us in the campaign for the new building. We're just thrilled to be able to do something like that across the street from the high school that will really speak to that group of kids, particularly now that it's 9 through 12. We just are really excited to see the ministry grow when we are complete in that location.
Well, you've got a great message, and you've got a great way to facilitate it. Now let's get that building up and going.
That's right.
Now, does K-Life have a website or that can tell the story a little bit more in case folks want to know more?
Yes, you can find us on BartlesvilleKLife.com and also throughout all the different social media you can find us on there too.
So you're out there, huh?
We are out there, and if you follow us on any of those things, you're gonna see the excitement and the fun that we have and be informed of what's going on in the ministry. That's going to be the best way to keep up to date on what's going on with building and what's going on in the ministry when it comes to events, mm-hmm. small groups, and how to get plugged in, how to support. Mm-hmm. Go straight to our website, BartlesvilleKLife.com, and you'll find it all there.
Man, that's great. Nice to know.
I should mention, too, that if any of your listeners contributed to the campaign, I have had this question. They said, you just had this successful $3 million campaign, and you're still out there raising money. And I want to be clear that a lot of that was for the building. So we still need to raise money.
Yeah.
That's right. We still need to raise money to pay our staff, our wonderful staff of three, Star, Danae, and Frederick. And that's mainly what our budget goes to. We have very little overhead. Our board is all volunteer. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of volunteer work on our properties. And so our budget is very lean. It's mainly so that we can have the fantastic qualified trained staff mm-hmm. that we have. So we hope that people will come out to the banquet, celebrate all the great things that are going on in the ministry. We're going to have a complimentary dinner. Big thank you to Dinks, who has fed us at our banquet for the last 20 years. We love them. And
Good partnership to have.
Other great community partners like Sugar Rica and Outpost are going to get us caffeinated and sugared, and I'm sure there'll be decaf too for those of us who can't have caffeine that late. Great auction items. We have a golden doodle puppy that a family is hosting, and we're looking forward to finding a great home for that pup. We have a customizable electric motorcycle that will be up for grabs, vacation packages. It's really going to be a fun party.
K-Life. Go for it, folks. And I want to thank you both, Michelle and Frederick. Thank you for coming in and sharing some great words.
Thank you for having us.
All righty. Take care. We've got news at the top of the hour, and you're listening to K1.